USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Osan Air Force Base south of Seoul, South Korea, speaking to members of the U.S. military before heading back here to the United States.
And I said, you know, this was unexpected, and we're going to keep a lot of thousands of great military people waiting. But that's what you do. You love your country. And that was a good thing to do, right? I said, they'll understand.
Earlier, a historic meeting as President Trump shakes hands again with Kim Jong-un and steps into North Korea.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure, but I was ready to do it.
The meeting coming together in about 24 hours after President Trump tweets telling Kim he would be in the area and wanted to say hello.
If he didn't show up, the press was going to make me look very bad, so you made us both look good, and I appreciate it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Checking in with the Democrats now, a new poll finds former Vice President Joe Biden slipping since his poor debate performance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's once dominating lead in the Democratic presidential polls slipping now after what many viewed as a poor debate performance last week. His support dropping from over 41% to 31% after the Thursday debate, according to a Morning Consult poll. Kamala Harris earning the biggest bump, gaining 9 points to nearly 17% support since the debates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on an abortion clinic in Missouri, USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drivers in at least 3 states busy filling up their gas tanks before the price goes up. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all 3 of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
To entertainment news now, singer Elton John taking issue with something Russian President Vladimir Putin says. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.